It's time again for that most American of holidays, St. Patrick's Day. Yes, I know you may think it's an Irish holiday, but trust me, there's more about this event that's made in the USA than the Emerald Isle. Even the man it commemorates wasn't born Irish. Maelwyn Sukkot, that's St. Patrick's real name, was probably from Roman England, Scotland, or Wales, and March 17th honors the day he died in 461. Until the 1970s, you couldn't even get a drink at a pub in Ireland because they were ordered closed on that day. It was considered a holy observance. Even the three leaves of the shamrock, which is associated with Patrick, signify the Holy Trinity. The first St. Patrick's Day parade, such as it was held in New York City in 1762, when Irish members of the English military marched through the streets. Note that date. It isn't likely that throngs lined the streets to cheer them on. Corned beef and cabbage was likely a New York City invention, too. Taverns offered the relatively cheap meal as a free lunch to entice the laborers, many of them Irish, to come in for a noontime break to buy a beer. Irish coffee is an American concoction, too, and a derogatory one at that. And green beer? I'm not sure anyone would claim that. But don't let me rain on your St. Patrick's Day parade. If you want to get your Irish on, if not up, there are a few places I can recommend. You might try Raglan Road at Downtown Disney for Kevin Dundon's stylized versions of Irish food. Or Claddagh Cottage on Crayford Road in Orlando. Very gritty, pubby atmosphere. Or Fiddler's Green in Winter Park. They're all likely to have good old American corned beef and cabbage.